Father, we exhort you this morning. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. Father, we honor you. We bow before you, Lord, this day. We exhort you, for you are God and you are God alone. You are God from beginning to the end. We honor you, Lord. We exhort you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, Lord, thank you for your mercy, for your grace. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bow before you. We give glory unto you. Thank you, Lord, for you are God. You are God alone. You are God, and you are God all by yourself. You are the Almighty. We lay our crown and we worship you. Lord, we adore you. We declare an everlasting love for you, O Lord. O Father, we thank you. We worship you. And this morning, we ask that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 3rd of February, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me today and make every crooked place straight for me. In the name of Jesus, this day, hear the word of the Lord. I am blessed in you. In the name of Jesus, this day, hear the word of the Lord. I am favored in you. In the name of Jesus, this day, hear the word of the Lord. I am lifted in you. In the name of Jesus, this day, hear the word of the Lord. I arise and I shine forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this day, hear the word of the Lord. I am preserved in you. In the name of Jesus, I enter into a new day by the mercy of the Lord and in his mercy. I go through this day in the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for me today. Today, the mercy of the Lord speak for me today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me as a consuming fire. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that I overcome every noise of failure that is in this day. I declare, I silence every noise of evil that is in this day. I silence you in the name of Jesus. I am preserved by the Lord. I am preserved by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I declare that my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. My steps are covered by the light from his presence. I arise in his power. This day I arise in favor in the name of Jesus. Oh, I arise in strength and I operate in the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Oh, I stand before you with the King of glory. For the King of glory is my Lord of hosts, and is standing here with me. He's standing and is declaring, lift up your head. In the name of Jesus, I receive the breath of life. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, the Spirit of the Lord breathe upon me. The Spirit of the Lord breathe upon me the breath of life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare today, I walk in the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, I assess God's resources for me today. I assess the provision of the Lord for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare my steps are ordered by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into trap. I will not walk into error. I will not walk into perversion. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into tragedy. The light of God shine upon me. The Lord order my steps. In the name of Jesus, I will not labor in the wrong direction. In the name of Jesus, evil is not my portion. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the word of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare in the name of Jesus, my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice and pray for our brethren that are presently on the sick bed. We have been receiving testimony from some of them that by the grace of God we are going to share at the proper time. I want you to lift up your voice and pray for them, that in the name of Jesus, I set the word of the Lord unto you. The word of the Lord heal you. The word of the Lord brings you, deliver you out of destruction. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, by the stripes of the Lord, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, the chastisement of your peace is upon the Lord Jesus. By his stripes, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, sickness has no place in you. Infirmity has no place to express itself in you. Oh, for they are strangers, and strangers shall hear the voice of the Lord, and with fear they shall come out of their hidden places. We declare the word of the Lord unto your body. Every form of infirmity, whatever name they have been called, we declare them out of your body. I declare them out of your body. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over you. The banner of the Lord over you is love, is life. In the name of Jesus, you shall live and not die. It's not just living alone, but you will live to declare the glory of the Lord, to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. Father, we remember this nation. We ask for your mercy. We ask, O Lord, that you have mercy upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, we are going to continue on the word that he has given to us for the month of February. Beloved, I want you to sit with the scripture and you study the trend by which the Lord speaks with you. By the grace of the Lord, his word that has come out unto us in this year 2026 is a charge unto us for us to go forward. Exodus chapter 14 verse 15, the Lord spoke to Moses that he should tell the children of Israel that they go forward. And that was what we dwell and dealt with in the last month, that is the first month of the year. Now, coming to February, the Lord has given us a charge under his word, go forward. And the charge is arise, shine, for your light has come. This is a charge from the Spirit of the Lord unto you this season. It's a wake-up call. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and verse 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Now, this is telling you that we are in a season that there is darkness over the earth, darkness over the people, deep darkness around. People are in a deep state of sleep concerning their spiritual life, deep place of sleep concerning their faith in God. People are beginning to fail in their trust in the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is giving you a wake-up call, a wake-up charge for this season. Arise, shine. You cannot lie down. You cannot be in the state of sleep. You cannot be in the state of deep sleep, in the state of death, and expect that the light will shine, that the light that he has placed in you will shine, or that his light will shine upon you to reflect the glory that he has placed in you. So it's a wake-up call for you to awake, arise, and shine. Your light becomes a glory in your season when you arise. Your light will become a glory for your season when you awake. If your life remains in deep sleep, your shining can never come. If your life remains in constant doubt of the word of the Lord, then your shining can never come. If your life remains in constant doubt on the things of God, your faith is not really standing on the word of the Lord, then your shining is not going to come, because you have to believe in his word. Awake, arise, and carry his word in you, and shine forth his glory that is in you. It is important for you as a child of God to arise and to awake. Arise and awake. The purpose of the Lord in your life is tied to your arising. The purpose of the Lord around your life is tied to your arising. Let me tell you something. This is something that we know as human beings. Let's use the animal for example. In the wild, every zebra must wake up with the mindset that he's going to outrun a lion that is in the field, or any other wild animal that might see it as a prey in the field, because that is how it is. Now imagine when a zebra refuses to arise from his sleep, then it becomes a prey. So it is safe to say that as a child of God, as Christians, when your life remains in the state of sleep, when you remain in the state of your lukewarmness, when you remain in the state of your doubt, you become a prey for the enemy. Remember, the scripture says that your enemy, the devil, is roaming around as a wounded lion looking for whom he may devour. If your life remains at the state of a sleep, then you are at risk of becoming a prey to the enemy. So understand this, the fulfillment of the purpose of God upon your life is tied to your arising and shining. Oh, my life is decorated with glory. I am decorated with precious ornament from the presence of the Lord. Yes, it is upon you, but you have to arise and shine. No man lights a candle and put it under his chair, under a table. But that light is meant to be set on the table, set on an high place to give light unto everyone that is there. You are the light of the world. A city that is set upon the hill cannot be hidden. Arise, your purpose is to shine. That is the purpose of the Lord for your life. But you cannot shine if you do not arise. Beloved, I need you to hold this in your hand as I begin to round up this morning, and by the grace of the Lord and by the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, we'll continue from here tomorrow. I want you to understand these following things. I'm going to mention maybe one or two of them, and we'll continue from there tomorrow. Understand this, that arise is a step to these following things. The first one I want you to understand, arise is a step unto repentance. If you look at the book of Luke chapter 15 verse 18, now this place talks about the parable that the Lord Jesus Christ gave unto the disciples about the prodigal son, a step unto repentance. Verse 18, one of the statements there in verse 18, he said, I will arise and go to my father. He was in a place where he's suffering because of his sin. Now, there came a time in his life, he spoke to himself that my father has these things in abundance. Even the servant in my father's house, they enjoy their life. Why will I remain like this? The scripture says, and he said unto himself, I will arise and go to my father. So the word arise is a step to repentance. Number two, a wake up call from deep sleep. A wake up call from deep sleep. For us as Christians, as children of God, this is the time for you to awake and rise up in your prayer life, in your study life, in your fasting, in your service, in your walk with God, and in your work for God. It's a wake up call from your deep sleep. Number three, where I'm going to stop this morning, a call unto the Lord for help. Arise, a call unto the Lord for help. Psalm 132 verse 8, arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. It's a call unto the Lord for help. I'm going to stop here today, and by the grace of the Lord, we are going to continue tomorrow. Remember, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I have given you three things that the word arise means to you as a child of God this season. It's a wake-up call, a call for repentance, a wake-up call from deep sleep, a call to cry for help from the Lord. As you go today, the Lord go with you in the name of Jesus. The light of God shine upon you. The Spirit of the Lord be with you, guide you, and lead you right in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around you. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Arise, shine, for your light has come.